Hello.
Hello.
What's up?
Wait, hold on. Okay, yay. So, I'm Charlie. This is my friend Spencer.
What's going on?
And I can't tell if this is recording.
My phone says it's recording, but this is all new to me.
It's pretty new to me too. I've never recorded with someone else. It's kind of echoey in here, so we're just gonna open that up. Okay, so I'm super excited. So I have like one single topic I want to talk about. There's like I need to somehow figure out how to like stop recording and then play a voicemail I was sent, but I don't know how to do that. So I'm gonna try pushing a button. And it might stop the recording.
Okay.
And if it stops and doesn't save, I'll just do a thing. So anyways, okay. So hi, I'm Charlie.
Hey, it's nice to finally talk to you because I know we've
Oh,
kind
you
of connected
too,
a
man.
little
I was super, I'm just like, your stuff is so good. I'm like, I can't even believe you haven't blown up yet. Like, for real.
bit. Well, I just started putting out this content. It's all been on my mind. I mean, I've been like following Gary and a couple other guys like that for like 2 years. So like
Right.
I kind of feel like I know the basics and I kind of have a good starting point. But other than that, I'm like kind of exactly where you're at. Like I'm just winging it.
Totally. And so I'm re okay. So I have one topic I want to talk about, but we're just gonna get into my friend's voicemail. This guy is so sweet. I'm gonna just finish the recording and then I'm just gonna start it up again, okay? All
Okay.
right, so I'll be right back.
Yo, Charlie. This is Jay the Nickname. Just giving you a shout out. Come from Taylor's group. Showing some support here. Really digging what you're doing. Keep it up. I'm gonna be looking forward to the next ones and excited for your music to drop. Check in next time. Have a good one, man. I just realized you can put music underneath what I'm saying, and that's so dope. But the song I'm gonna pick, I don't know why it's got me dying. I'm gonna keep it. Have a good one. Hope you do well in I think it was Arizona, right? Hope you do well in Arizona and get out to Cali sometime. Have a good one.
Hey, I'm back.
Hey, so I just want to say thank you to Jay, the nickname for the voicemail. It was so
Oh, that's
funny.
my dude.
Yeah?
Yeah, me and him have connected. He actually walked me through Facebook ads, so
Oh,
he's a really
stop
great
it. I
resource for
have
that.
not connected with him yet, but he sent me a ton of love. You're gonna crack up when you see the voicemail. He's so funny.
Yeah, he's hilarious. I like that dude a lot. And he's located here in SoCal with me.
Oh, stop it. Okay. I'm gonna get connected to him
Yeah,
after
definitely.
this. I'm surprised. I thought we all have, but there's so many people in the group.
Yeah, we're up to over 1,000 now.
Oh, that's so cool. I think I joined when it was like 300.
Oh, wow. I think when I joined, it was like 600.
Right. I mean, when Gary was putting his back, you know what I mean? Like backing her up. I was like, dude, like, fuck yeah. I needed it. I needed Taylor, honestly. Cause she's basically where we are. We're like, what the fuck? And I could just be talking for myself, but I feel like the majority of my hustle right now is just figuring out what the fuck I'm doing. It's
Yeah.
like day and night. I'm just like, okay, learn. Like changing like my Twitter handle to something that's more inspiring, or changing my Instagram handle to what's the word? Like advertise the podcast. I changed it to my Instagram handle to what the hell? Rewired Podcast. And like
Oh.
I love this. Oh my God. I love this podcast. I'm just like so passionate about it.
Yeah, I
So
can hear it. I can hear it in your voice.
I'm trying not to squeal, but if you heard my other podcasts, I literally like can't even contain myself. So actually I wanted to talk about what you just posted on the page because I literally was just with there with you earlier today. Mm-hmm. So I want to talk about the climb and how literally, like, nobody gets it, it feels like, unless, you know, you and me, we are in a group where we're all on the climb, so we're a little bit more sympathetic.
Right.
But so, like, some girl walked up to me and she was like, "Hey, like, I follow you on Instagram." I was like, "What? Okay, hi." Like, that's never, like, okay, hi, how are you?
And she right.
was, and then she was like, "Oh yeah, I heard you had a podcast." And I'm like, "Yep." Like, just like all nonchalant, I'm like, "Yep," because it's just like, you know, when you start talking, like, I've been through this so much, you know, when you start talking about it, they're gonna be like asking you a million questions you don't even know the answer to. You think you have it all figured out,
right? Yeah. I think that's like a big aspect of like what we're all doing is, I feel like, you know, we're all in the same spot for the most part. Like, we're all learning and we're all just kind of testing all of this out and seeing how it works. So I think, like, that's why the group itself is just such a great thing to be a part of, because
I'm obsessed.
Yeah, it's just like a giant group of like young kids and young people in general who are just trying to figure out, you know, how we can navigate this whole crazy world that we live in.
Right.
And, you know, what's going to be the best and, you know, the similar situations and challenges that we're all facing. And like, we all have a wide variety of interests, passions, and skill sets. So like, that's a powerful, powerful thing.
Totally. Yeah. Like, so do you, I want to tell you like where this all begins, this, why this topic to me kind of makes me a feel away, because I travel and I work, and when I travel, people are like, "Oh, how are you doing that?" And it's like, if I just explain to them that I saved my last paycheck from Starbucks and just traveled, I feel like that's not as inspiring.
Yeah.
It's like, what you really want to say is that, like, my business is taking off and I'm traveling all over the world because of that. You know what I mean? Because that's, because otherwise people are just like invalidating you. And when I was homeless in Connecticut, just because I wanted to get up and leave just because I wanted to prove that I could, you know, everyone just like kind of talked down to me because they're like, what are you, like, you're homeless, like, you're nothing now, even though I literally just, like, I needed the help. But now that I'm thriving or, like, whatever I'm doing, people are like, "Oh, like, you have a podcast? Like, let me get on it." I'm like, "Wait, what?"
Yeah, right, exactly.
Like,
I'm feeling the same thing, like, especially with my two roommates that I live with. Like, I mean, they, like, kind of get it, but what it really comes down to is the fact that, like, they're not me, so they don't really understand the level of passion that I have for what I'm building and why I'm doing it. You know, especially if, like, this sort of thing isn't something that they're trying to do on their own. I feel like they really just can't really connect with you on that sort of, like, you know, entrepreneurial level, because they just don't have that in their DNA.
Right. And when I was just traveling, I pretty much, just to them, it looked like I was just running away from my parents.
Right.
And I was just being reckless. But to me, it was so much more powerful than that. Because, like, what we're doing is, like, literally, so, I could go on and about this for forever, but.
No, I know what you're saying, though. Like, what you did, I mean, that takes balls. Like, I don't think I would ever have the balls to do what you did. I mean, that's insane. Like, I packed up my shit, moved across the country, but, like, I knew where I was going. I had a place to stay already. You know, I didn't have a job. That was probably the biggest risk I took, but, like, yeah, I mean, to, like, just going nomad like you are, like, full-blown nomad, that's fucking insane. I respect the shit out of you for that.
Thank you. But you know where I got it? I moved out when I was 16, so I've been kind of building up this muscle of, like, and I'm not even fronting, I literally sometimes will just cry because it's stressful.
Yeah.
And you're just like, no one's supporting you until you're fine. And that's why when you posted that, it's like, it's so true. Cause, like, no matter how much you're, like, asking for help and you're like, "Trust me, like, it'll be worth it. Like, I'm about to, like, take over the world. I'm gonna, like, be big. I'm gonna, like, find a place to stay. I just need your help." They're like, nine out of 10, they're never gonna, they just see you as just not doing anything.
Can't connect with you, they don't get it. I mean, that's the way I look at it, honestly. Is it's as simple as the fact that, like, they just can't comprehend what you're trying to do and why. And, like, if you can't even get those basics down, there's not even a conversation to be had.
Right. So, like, why are they asking?
Because like, they're coming from a judgmental place, in my opinion.
Oh, okay. So expand on that.
So the way I see it is like, if someone feels like what you're doing isn't going to work or whatever, whatever their preconceptions are, like if they, well, I mean, first of all, I think it just kind of comes down to the fact that, like, you know, when someone does something like this, there's always going to be like a generational gap. You know what I mean? Especially with like your friends and family, mm-hmm. like they're not going to want to support you. They don't believe in what you're doing, whatever else. Like, that's fine. You're going to have to just keep moving forward anyway. But the way I look at it in terms of like family and friends is like, they're just scared. You know, they're scared for you because you're going off on your own, or, you know, you're taking such a big risk. But like, that's like what an entrepreneur is at the end of the day. It's someone who is like willing to go out there, get punched in the face a million times and learn how to do it as they go. Like, that's what an entrepreneur is when you boil it down. Like, that's what's in your blood.
So like, yeah, and we never stop getting punched in the face ever.
Right. Yeah. And you know what? I mean, kind of back to like what you're doing, like that's good though, because like you're going to develop skills and develop such a thick skin, and you have been for a while, that you're going to face all those challenges again on a bigger scale once you start getting big and there's like revenue being thrown around and all that kind of thing. Like, you know, it's just getting started. And like, so if you have a track record of being able to like get punched in the mouth and keep going forward, keep jabbing, you're going to win at the end of the day because you're playing the long game. Just like Gary says.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, it just happened yesterday. Like, I came back to Arizona and the house I was staying at was disgusting. Yeah. And so I was like back to being homeless again. I'm just like, fuck, like I can never catch a break. And then I literally this morning I woke up and like not defeated at all. I was like, well, like time to get back to work. Like,
yeah.
And now I'm in an Airbnb with like, it's beautiful. Like,
that's so funny.
Like, just like overnight, I just like, sometimes it's just the jet lag and like, I'm terrified as fuck for people to see me not being able to do what they think I already can't do. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because like, it validates them. And I'm like, no, like, as much as we don't want to give a shit and then like we're letting go of people's opinions, you also want to prove them wrong so bad it burns a hole in our hearts.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think like Gary talks about this a lot too, and I believe this wholeheartedly, is like, if you have a chip on your shoulder, like, use that as motivation. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, like, don't go around being an asshole to people, obviously. And like,
of course not.
And I'm not saying this specific to you. I just mean people in general. Like, you're gonna face adversity. You're gonna face people who don't believe, especially people you care about. But like, what really separates the winners from the losers is someone who's willing to go out there, lose 9 times because they're going to blow up on the 10th.
Definitely. And it's all worth it.
Exactly.
Just that one win is all we need.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like that's what makes people scared, is the fact that it's like, well, what if you fail? Like, motherfucker, I'm ready to fail.
Yeah. And it's like, if we fail, like, okay. And I mean, I feel like my situation is kind of insane, because it's the matter of being homeless or not,
yeah,
or having a job or not, or, you know, making income or not. Like, it's like your livelihood.
Yeah.
And that's why it just feels so fucking good to like, to win after just like crying about it.
Yeah.
Because it is hard. It takes a toll on you. Like, I would never be like, oh, and I very easily could just be like, oh, yep, you know, traveling the world is easy and it takes no effort. And
yeah, exactly. But that wouldn't be the truth, you know?
No, yeah. Because I wouldn't want anyone going into this expecting it was easy, because it, like, it isn't and it will never be easy. I mean, it'll get easier, but I mean...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you're like really, you're really embodying the idea of digital nomad, like in the every day. Like, that is so respectful. Are you vlogging?
I'm not. Just on the IGTV. That's all.
Okay. Well, that's a good platform to be on, but you should be vlogging as much as possible. In my opinion. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just saying from my perspective. Because like, I mean, I've been having people tell me that I need to like be putting out more videos, and like a few people have already reached out and saying like, dude, you don't have a YouTube channel? And I'm like, no, I mean, this is my first time doing all of this. Like,
right.
I don't know what I'm doing, but yeah, I mean, I think like, especially since like I love the podcast, I love everything you're doing. And I just feel like putting out content in multiple forms and all platforms is definitely the way to go. I think it's going to help you grow organically faster.
Right. Well, like, see, like, where I feel confused on that is, like, I don't have a computer and I don't, like, have a camera. So it's kind of hard to, like, document anything other than IGTV because that's literally from your phone.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, you do have a camera. It's in your pocket.
Right. I guess I can just do, like, all raw footage, no editing, just upload it, boop, done.
Yeah, fuck it. Why not?
Right. I mean, you never, I mean, I started this podcast because Gary just said the right thing to me. Oh, I actually was watching his, Gary's, what was it? He was live somewhere giving a speech and he was like, anyone in here that has an idea and could just, like, is just needing a like push to do it, fucking leave the speech, like leave right now and go
yeah.
do it.
Yeah.
And like, I was like, okay. Like, I wasn't there, but I started it.
Yeah, right. Sometimes that's what you need.
Seriously.
I felt that way, too. Like, sometimes you just need a kick in the ass or for, like, someone else to say something. Like, whether it be some random fucking guy in the street or, like, Gary fucking Vaynerchuk, it doesn't matter. Like, sometimes, I mean, like, so, like, I've been consuming Gary's content for a while. And, like, it's funny right. that now I'm seeing these things play out in the flesh since I've, like, just started. So, like, all these concepts that I thought I knew so well, like, I'll post a video about it or ask a question yeah, about right. it, and everyone's just like, dude, like, you know exactly what the answer is, and it's just like, wow, you just don't even realize that the concept is more easy to digest than actually deploying it.
Right. And also, like, I've been on the IGTV platform. I've just been vlogging in public, which is the most awkward thing of my life. And, like, after doing it, I'm like, wow, like, my life is not any different. Like, just because someone saw me vlog, like, everything's the same.
Yep.
Nothing's different. If anything, people are noticing that you're influencer in a way.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
I mean, I think not only that, I think it's also just becoming more commonplace. So, like, I actually had my first experience with that as well, just like a couple weeks ago, where I was walking around and all I was doing was actually just taking a Snapchat video and sending it to my friend. And I was just walking. I was in like a shopping park type thing. So there's people all over the place and like people are looking at me and shit. I'm looking around. And I'm realizing for the first time, I'm just like, oh, yeah, this is like kind of weird. And then I instantly was just like, well, you know what? I don't give a fuck. Like, I'm never going to.
No, yeah. Probably. I'm so happy that Gary taught us that. Like, literally, because, like, it does not matter what they think.
Yeah.
And I'm literally so happy that he's been on that because we just get to now we just get to create.
Yeah.
And get better.
Right.
And not give a shit.
Right. Like, to anyone out there who's, like, worried to start or put out their story, like, if what's stopping you is someone else's opinion, you're fucking losing. It's just that simple.
Yeah. And it's really not that hard. We just make it difficult because of society wants to stop us as much as possible. Or I think I should say like the social media platform. It looks so big and scary. That's why I didn't start my podcast.
Yeah.
But I just started it and it's just like, okay, all it took, literally, you download Anchor, you think of a name for a podcast, put a description, put up a photo, push record, and you have a podcast.
Yep.
That easy.
Yep.
Exactly. What the fuck?
It blew my mind when I did it yesterday and I was playing around with it and I was just like, well, it holds your hand through the whole thing. It's really easy. It distributes it for you. Like,
are you kidding? Like, I did not. If I would have known about this platform, where it literally just like that's the craziest thing. It distributes it for you yeah. for free.
Yeah, that's insane.
Free. Is anyone here free?
Like, yeah, right.
What the fuck?
Yeah, and there's a million different things out there that are just like that. Like, you know, someone starting off and you don't have like funding and an office and a team. Like, you know. That doesn't mean that you can't do it. Like, if you're sitting there saying that, like, I can't start, I can't do this, I can't do that. First of all, you're already in the wrong mindset and you're making it harder for yourself. Second of all, yes, you can. There's a million different platforms out there that are completely free and they hold your hand. They show you how to do it and you just hit a few buttons and then boom, you're already off to the races. Like,
seriously,
you just got to do like what, you know, for me, Like when I made my podcast yesterday for the first time, I had no idea what the hell I was doing. I had a moment where I was about to hit record and I almost stopped myself because I was just like, oh, wait, I'm not ready for this. And I just literally thought in my head, 1, 2, 3, go. And I just hit the button. That's what you got to do.
Because it's not going to, until you are good at it, you're not going to. So.
Yeah, right. You're going to suck. That's a really important point that you just made. Like, no one starts off that good. You know what I mean?
No.
Michael Jordan didn't start off like NBA level when he was 6. You know what I mean? Like, he had a little bit more going on, but like, that doesn't mean that like, it's only something that you're born with. Like anyone can get good at practically anything as long as you just put the time and effort into it. And you just gotta grit your teeth and try. You just gotta go be willing to, you know, be willing to fail. Don't be scared. And just try it out.
Yeah. You 100% will fail. So
yeah,
that's like, there's no way to do what we're doing and not fail. And I think that's one of the reasons. I mean, we've been going off on tangents, but the whole center of what I wanted to really talk about was the relationship between like entrepreneurs, people that, I mean, I honestly, I'll be really truthful, I hate labels.
Yeah.
So we'll just say people like us and people like them.
Yeah.
Like people like us who just are grinding all day when our friends are, like you said, your friends are at the beach or some shit. Like my friends are hitting me up like, oh, you're back in Arizona.
Yeah.
Like, let's meet up after like, what, 5 years? You know, like they're like, I want to catch up with you. I'm like, nah, I'm working, right?
Yeah.
And they're like, working on what? And I'm like, my business. And they're like, what business? And I'm like what do you say? Do you say like, are you gonna explain your business? No, like you can't.
Yeah, right, because there's no point really. I mean, it may be worth a shot depending on your relationship with them, but like, so like I'm really close with the two friends I was mentioning earlier. I live with them, so like excuse me, so like I live with them, but like, I mean, you pretty much nailed it on the head. Like you can't be running around and trying to validate yourself. Like you have to let your work speak for itself, and you got to be willing to like have them judge you and just not give a shit. Because like when I go through this, the first thing that comes into my mind is just like, well, motherfucker, when you call me in 8 years asking for a job, I'll remember this conversation.
Yes. And then Gary put out a really good video about how he was screwed over and he still gave the people doubting them like collaborated with them. Like that is such a beautiful, like an optimistic way to look at it.
Yep.
And I completely agree, because I always am, I'm never the kind of catty person who's like, oh, look at them. Like I'm very much busy anyways.
Yeah.
Too busy to think about anyone else.
Yeah.
Like I have so much to learn, I can't even like imagine being distracted.
Yeah.
And it's just like, and I just feel like that's kind of bullying if you're talking about people. And I'm even guilty of it as well. Like, I sometimes catch myself being kind of catty and you're just like, dude, stop. And I'll stop myself and people will be like, oh, no, what are you going to say? I'm like, nah. And then I just like walk away.
Yeah.
Like, I was just like, I love that kindness. Like, I feel like I probably like would have been sour about it too. But hearing the fact that he even let it go and you know that he was right, and he's probably knew he was right too, but just like got walked all over anyways.
Yep.
And then seeing his dreams, you know, play out and still be so humble and kind and just like, yeah, of course, like I have no reason not to.
Yeah, that's a really good point too. Yeah, like, you know, like I want the best for the people that I care about too. So like when my friends were giving me shit, like it's not like I was holding it against them. And, you know, like, kind of to your point, like, you know, like hypothetically, if they like wanted to work with me down the road, of course I would. But it's like those people that give you, you know, they give you shit just to give you shit, like the real haters that, like, you know, they're just out there just to be negative in general. Like, I got no time for that. I pay no attention to them. So you're right that like the bigger play is just to completely ignore it. Like, I've already seen it a little bit in the group where like some people have said some kind of negative type things to me. And like, there were even a couple points where like I started to answer back, and then I was just like, actually, why am I wasting my time? And I just like deleted it and moved on with my life.
Dude, I love being so like being aware when we're catching ourselves in like bad cycles.
Yeah.
Even though we want to be a certain way, like fuck it, we're not perfect, but at least we know we can step back before we cross that threshold of just becoming as low as they are, honestly.
Right. Right. So there's no point in lowering yourself, just like you said. That's I mean, you nailed it.
So, what would be your advice, like straight up, what would be your advice to anyone trying to start and everyone trying to tear them down? You know, they're like, oh, what are you going to do? Like, put me through it. Like, how do you, like, you know, like, you know what I mean? Like, how do we
just start?
People not even as far as we are, people that don't even, that haven't even pushed start yet.
Yeah.
People that haven't even begun. How do they just shut up and do it regardless of what anyone else says?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I'll start by just saying, like, to be honest, I don't really know if I'm in a position to really be, like, you know, telling people advice. However, I can give, like, my perspective and my opinion, and that would be as simple as the fact that would be as simple as, like, there's really, here, you'll like this. So when I first started doing all of this, I actually had a conversation where we were talking about, like, you know, how should we launch? How should we do this? When should we do this? Da, 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 da. And it kind of came down to the fact where it was like, I've been kind of telling myself, because I've been wanting to launch a business and make a business for a couple of years now.
Right.
And the excuse I was making over those 2 years is like, well, I just want to make sure that I have enough money in the bank. I want to make sure I'm living here. I want to make sure that I'm, you know, in a good position. I want to wait until that, you know, that speeding ticket is paid.
I'm also guilty, you know, of this.
Yeah. And right. I think you know where I'm going with this. There's never going to be a perfect moment for you to hit go. There's never, I'm like, it's life. Hello. Welcome to the planet. Like, it's not easy. It's tough. It's hard. The reason why most people don't win is because they don't even start. So, like, there's not going to be this perfect combination of factors going on in your life where you're just like, oh yeah, I'm completely stress free. Let's go ahead and you know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess starting a business, like, is totally stress free.
Right, exactly. Like, you're just like, if you think you're stressed now, start a business and then tell me. But yeah, like, you know, if it's something you're really passionate about and you really want to do it and you really want to get the freedom and unlock the handcuffs in terms of, you know, building something and eventually being able to, like, quit your day job and be your own boss. That's the biggest thing for me.
Is right.
Like, I've always wanted to be my own boss. There's never going to be a perfect moment. The perfect moment, if there is one, is right now.
Yep. And I'll say what Gary said, get the fuck off this podcast and go.
Right. Exactly.
I don't want you to fucking listen to this if you already have the inspiration. Like, get the fuck out.
Yeah. Yeah. It's funny because I just thought about that the other day when something I came across, I forgot what it was, but it was one of those videos where he was basically just like, what are you waiting for? And I was just like, you know what I just realized is, like, I haven't even been consuming a lot of content from Gary or anyone really,
right?
You know, besides people in the group. Like, I have, because usually, like, I'm listening to his podcast daily and I'm keeping up on his Instagram and I'm just watching.
Right.
But it's just like, you know, that's just taking away time from you learning and building something on your own and growing.
Yep.
So you just got to do it.
Just got to do it.
You just got to start.
And just because you're watching Gary V, by the way, doesn't mean you're working. To anyone out there watching Gary V thinking you're an entrepreneur, like,
I love it. I love it. It's so true. I thought about that yesterday for the first time. I was just like, wow, I used to make excuses and tell myself that me watching Gary videos was helping me.
Me too.
And it's like, yeah, it's helping you, but it's just like, you know, at what point, how
much do you fucking need? Because he does say the same shit over and over again.
Yeah, and it's because people need to fucking hear it.
Yep. And that way,
and it's just like, yeah, time, like watching.
Yep.
Watching a video isn't working. Like, if you need the kick in the ass, that's one thing. If you need to learn something, that's one thing. But like, if you're just sitting there like, oh, I should be productive, oh, you know what, let me go get my mind right, let me go, you know, like, try to pump myself up, and like, dude, it's just not gonna work. Like, you know, watching a video isn't working.
Nah. Amen, holla fucking luya to that shit, dude. Like, that is the realest shit. Like, I can't even, with all of my heart, I just can't even.
Yeah, it's just excuses. People like to live and, you know, do things that are just like the path of least resistance. And it's just like, if you have these big dreams of becoming whatever the hell it may be, you can't let yourself fall into those easy traps of excuses.
You know a really good way to be productive and consume content? The fucking group. Seriously, like, if you need anything, the freaking digital nomad, this whatever the hell the group is called, is like, I'm always on it because there's so much freaking information people are just like puking out, like,
it's insane.
What the fuck? Like, seriously, like, I'm not.
Yeah, I've barely been on other platforms since I joined. I'm pretty much only, like, I'm not even posting, like, on my normal public Facebook, really. Like, I am here and there, but, like, I've only really been working and posting stuff in the group because I'm getting everything that I want to get out right in there to, you know, to you guys.
Yep.
But also, like, I'm getting value in return. And it's just such a mutual relationship with everyone in there. Anyone out there, if you haven't joined this group and you're trying to build something, you need to get into it. Go to Facebook right now. Look for the digital era and apply.
Seriously. That is honestly, that group has inspired me. And this is not even to be cliche, but that group has inspired me to figure out how easy podcasting was and figuring out just like actually putting in the work. Like, that place is just, I'm so grateful to Taylor. I hope one day she can like be on my podcast and I can just freaking thank her a million times because like obviously like on Gary's stuff, like he's too big. You know what I mean? Like I feel like you could never filter through all the people that are entrepreneurs on any of his stuff. But, like, mm-hmm. Taylor, like, for some reason, like, that group is so, like, purely just, like, mostly, I'm pretty sure, entrepreneurs trying to just work, give out content, boom, done. Like, oh, my God, the group.
Yeah, I guarantee you that Taylor would love to do that, too. You just have to schedule it ahead of time. But, like, I mean, she's... I'd be shocked if she was just like, no, I'm not interested.
Sorry, I'm too good for you.
Yeah, right. Exactly. I highly, highly doubt that she would say that. I mean, she's awesome.
Totally. Well, maybe she'll see the podcast. LOL. this first part of the podcast was kind of a wreck, but we really got into a groove here.
Yeah, I like this. I want to do this again.
Yeah, me too. What's his name? Glenn was supposed to be on my first podcast or my second one, but he's been going through some family stuff. So I'm like, dude, like seriously, like don't even like, yes. Don't worry about it. Family first.
Yeah, family's always number one.
Don't even stress it. That's not even hustle anymore. That's life. Like.
Yeah. Right.
So. I mean, we should end it here. I don't really have a good outro. I've never outroed with someone before.
I got it. Can I take this?
No,
one?
Go for it. Or okay, yeah, awesome. Go for
First
it.
Of all, thank you so much for having me. I definitely want to do this again. Anyone else out there, like, engage with us. Tell us what you think, topics, what we should talk about next, everything, the whole nine yards. One piece of advice I do want to just kind of repeat and give to everybody out there that I want to leave you with is if you're hesitating to start, think this in your head. 1, 2, 3, go.
Yep.
That's it.